eyes have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. And then in the psalm we sang, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid? We see throughout Scripture Jesus revealed as the light of the world. As a light so strong, the darkness will never overcome it. The light of God can shine gently, allowing us to see in dark places. A gentle light that then helps us to focus on the path in which God calls us. But the light of God can also be blazing with God's glory. It can blind us. It can stop us in our tracks and give us pause to reevaluate our lives. Think about St. Paul on the road to Damascus, whose feast we will keep on Wednesday, who's blinded by the light. The light of God in its power can help to refocus us. But that means our lives are also changed. And we see that in our gospel today, where Peter and Andrew, James and John, they all have their own experience of the light that comes among them and upends their lives. Matthew tells us how these four are fishermen. They set out for work one day, and everything changes. As they are fishing, Jesus comes upon them and says, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And what do? Immediately, they drop their nets and they follow. I have to be honest that whenever I hear this passage, it just amazes me. It seems these men have no warning Jesus is coming. Doesn't seem they've spoken with him before. And yet, when Jesus calls them, they drop everything. They drop the work they're doing, their business as fishermen, their families, and off they go with Jesus. And I always wonder, what was it about Jesus that allowed them to do this radical thing? What in that moment did they experience? What allowed them in that moment to so dramatically change their lives, to give up everything that's familiar, and to set off into the unknown? I have to say, I think there must have been something very compelling about Jesus. In their interaction with him, something must have touched them deeply in order for them to follow like that. When Jesus invites them to follow, they don't think twice. They can't resist. Off they go. And I think the call of Jesus can be like that. Now, I think there's also a potential temptation for us in this passage to think of it as interesting gospel story, wonder how it happened. But something is written long ago with people very different from us. And so maybe we can hold it at an arm's length and assume, well, that was then, but what does that have to do with me now? But I would maintain that even so many centuries later, Jesus still calls. I would maintain that Jesus calls us. We are gathered this morning in this church celebrating this Eucharist because Jesus has called each one of us here. We are here because we heard and responded to his call. And that has brought us to this worshiping community. Each of us is called to walk in the light of Christ, to follow the light leading us in God's ways. Each of us is called to a particular path, a unique journey. Each of us is called to a vocation given us by God and is used by God to build up God's kingdom. Now, it may be unlikely, though I would say not impossible, that God would call any of us to this kind of dramatic life-changing event, something like Peter and Andrew, James and John experienced. But I do think God calls us. Maybe not to leave everything that's familiar, but we are called to leave behind this world and enter into the new world of life with Jesus, into that new way of life that Jesus invites us. This call of Jesus leads us in his way of love and into new ways of being. It calls us out of the ways of this world, a world where there's so much value placed on status, on hierarchies. Jesus calls us to leave behind a world where some are valued more than others, some even considered to be dispendable. Jesus leads us away from a world of consumerism, where there's a focus on buying and collecting possessions, and the more you have, the happier you will be. And Jesus calls us away from a world that views creation as entirely at our disposal, to be exploited and used as we wish. Calls us away from living without regard for the unfolding climate crisis caused by this consumerism. This new world into which Jesus invites us is one where we are called to give over our heart, our mind, our will to discipleship, to allow Jesus to shape and form us into the people we are created to be. We are called to give all of ourselves, the whole of our being, in following and in proclaiming the good news through our deeds, through our words. And so the call of Jesus leads us into this new way, into these paths of loving service, where we give generously of ourselves without counting the cost. This is the life of welcoming the stranger and the forgotten, fighting injustice and oppression, and reflecting the light of God's love out to the world. And so Jesus comes to us and invites us into this deeper life, a life that we can scarcely hope for or imagine. So while this call may come with blinding light and stop us in our tracks, it does happen, but I think often it's much more subtle and less dramatic. And that's reflected in our gospel today. The call of Jesus comes while these men are at work. It's a day that likely began as so many other days, and probably as they thought many other days would continue to begin. And yet everything changes. They go to work, and Jesus comes among them, calls them, invites them, and off they go. Jesus meets them where they are in the ordinariness of their lives and calls them in language they clearly understand. I think that's often true. Jesus comes to us in the ordinariness of daily life, uses language we can understand, and calls us. Jesus is not remote, not aloof from us, doesn't use obscure signs and language to call us. But it requires that we are attentive, that we are open to the possibility of God entering our lives in order to hear Jesus' call, to understand what Jesus asks of us. But if our hearts and our minds are open, then we will sense God's call for us, and we will be completely overcome by the love that Jesus has for us and be able to readily answer and follow. Jesus chooses us, you and me, calling us to respond to his invitation to follow. And Jesus calls us to give everything that we are, our hearts, our minds, our wills, our gifts, our abilities, in love of him. Like those first followers, we're called to give entirely of ourselves, responding to his invitation, following where he leads. And at the heart of this call is the call to love, and also to trust. To trust that Jesus will care for us in this call, that he will supply everything we need to answer, give us everything we need to say yes to his invitation. So there may be times when we might feel we're not up to God's call, or we might worry, well, I think I may lack what I need to follow. We might even feel inadequate. But the promise is that through the gifts and the power of the Holy Spirit, we do have all we need. Everything we need to say yes. All we need to go where Jesus leads. everything we need in order to answer that call extended to us. And the vocation, the work to which Jesus calls us, the places he calls us to go are important. They are important for God's work in the world. We don't know fully the purposes of God. We don't know the mind of God. We don't know God's plan for the world. But what we do know is that through our small efforts, through answering the call extended to each person, somehow God's will and God's plan unfolds, and God's kingdom is built by each of us, even in small ways. In our collect today, we prayed, "Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works." The collect reminds us that the call of Jesus is the opportunity to proclaim the good news of salvation to all people, to live and proclaim that the whole world is invited into this glory, into the marvelous acts of God. And so our lives are called to be a witness to the love of God, to the power that God has to transform us and this world. And we're called to witness to the power of God's light to shine to all places of darkness, of sin, despair. And in this age of so much division and hatred, our lives are to be a witness to our unity in Christ, to overcome estrangement and alienation, to be agents for reconciliation. The life to which Jesus calls us is nothing short of being beacons of God's love, reflecting the light of God into the world. And our call is to do that and to invite others. Invite others to know Jesus, to come and see who Jesus is. It is our call to share our experiences of life in Christ and through our witness to help others to come to see the invitation that Jesus has for them. And so, like those first disciples, may our hearts burn within us with love for Jesus. Full of his love, may we give the whole of our lives to him, to following without hesitation, without delay, and go where he leads. May our faith be so vibrant that it is contagious, that others are irresistibly drawn to come and see who Jesus is and to experience the life to which he calls. And always may the light of Christ shine within us for all to see, that all people may come to know the love of God made known in Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.